Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcasts too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. Californians are exceptionally motivated to vote in this election, with more than 4.8 million vote-by-mail ballots already returned. A new statewide poll also finds deep-seated skepticism about a potential coronavirus vaccine. KQED politics correspondent Marisa Lagos reports.
A whopping 72% of likely voters told the Public Policy Institute of California this month that they are more enthusiastic than usual about voting in this year's presidential election, a record high for the survey. The trends hold across party lines, says PPIC President Mark Baldessari, and appear to be driven by interest in the presidential race.
The enthusiasm among Democrats, Republicans, independents, you know, all 20 points or more higher than it was at this time before the last presidential election. And, you know, we had a pretty good turnout there, too, but this is just like off the charts.
The poll also found widespread bipartisan concern that a vaccine could be approved too fast without fully ensuring safety and effectiveness, though most people also say they would definitely or probably take a vaccine if it were made available today. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
We're going to turn now to one of the most competitive House races in California. The two candidates in the 21st District, which includes parts of Fresno, Kings, Tulare, and Kern counties, squared off this week in Bakersfield. KQED Central Valley reporter Alex Hall has that story.
The debate, sponsored by Bakersfield's local NBC affiliate, featured Democratic incumbent T.J. Cox and Republican David Valadao.
And welcome back to tonight's live candidates debate.
Cox narrowly unseated Valadao by some 860 votes 2 years ago. The district spans a heavily agricultural region that's majority Latino, with registered Democrats outnumbering Republicans. On Tuesday, Valadao tied Cox to Liberal House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, while Cox awkwardly linked his opponent to President Trump.
Let the congressman finish, please.
Sorry, Donald. It's my time on the floor, okay? Just like Donald Trump, it's the Donald and David show, right?
Some issues the candidates agreed on, like the importance of wearing masks to help slow the spread of the coronavirus and that climate change is real. But both avoided taking a strong position one way or the other on Trump's wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Here's Cox being pushed to clarify his answer about the wall.
So I take that as a no on the border wall, sir?
Jim, is that the question about a border wall is what I'm saying is that if you have comprehensive immigration in place, we don't need a border wall.
One of the moderators confronted Valadao about an employee who lost part of his arm while working on his dairy farm, which Valadao said was out of his control.
With that employee, it was a tragic accident, and we are truly sorry for what happened to that gentleman. But as a member of Congress, I legally had no right to be there running that business and being a part of the day-to-day operations.
The 21st District is one of the poorest in the state. Cox portrayed new technology and greater access to broadband as a path to more jobs here in the future.
Making these key investments that pay off with regard to economic returns, social, environmental returns. That's win, win, win across the board.
Outside groups have spent millions of dollars on the race. It's currently considered a toss-up by nonpartisan political analysts. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California.
the land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State, but we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report Magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Avery Truffleman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
With just 12 days until Election Day, and because of the pandemic, most people are expected to vote by mail. All registered voters in the state have been sent mail-in ballots, but what about people who have lost their homes to wildfires? How do they vote? Here's reporter Isabella Bloom.
Sean Picciarilli just moved to Santa Rosa from Oregon as the pandemic hit in March. And then came the glass fire.
It's crazy. Crazy that it happened so quickly, too.
Picciarilli said in 20 minutes, he went from feeling like the fire was way over the hill to running for his life.
I saw the flames coming over the hills and the wind was whipping. Like, you know, when you have a preheated oven to 500 degrees and you open it with your face right in front of it, that was the feeling.
And so he fled and his home burned to the ground. That was about a week before the state started sending out vote by mail ballots. And so Picciarilli called the post office to find out how to get his.
We reached out to the post office and said, hey, you know, how do we get our mail and what's the protocol? And they seemed pretty flustered.
The post office said it would forward his mail. What Picciarilli didn't realize is that by law, it couldn't forward his ballot.
My main concern is the voters who've been displaced to make sure that they can get their ballot.
John Tudor is the Napa County Registrar of Voters. He says although the post office can't forward a ballot, voters can go pick it up. But the simple solution, request a replacement ballot. Tudor says it's easy.
A legitimate reason for voting a second ballot is I left it at home, my dog ate it, the cat urinated on it. Any one of those is good.
And if you're thinking, wait, that seems ripe for voter fraud.
We're keeping track. You can't vote more than one.
Kathy Darling Allen is the Shasta County Registrar of Voters, and she explains why the replacement ballot is completely safe.
We have an audit trail that tracks each individual ballot that's issued. And so when we issue a second ballot, that first ballot is voided.
Because of the wildfires, Shasta County is taking an additional step. A week before the election, they plan to go through their voter history file to see who hasn't voted and call them to let them know how to vote. As for Sean Picciarilli, the man who lost his home in Santa Rosa.
Looking around at my life and what I have now, it's, you know, I have a backpack of clothes and a picture of my dog that has passed away, and that's it.
But instead of feeling discouraged, he says he feels even more compelled to vote.
So what else do I have? Well, I have my voice, and I have the things that I care about, and I want to express them.
For the California Report, I'm Isabella Bloom.
And Isabella reports that for the first time, both Napa and Sonoma County registrars' websites have added sections for disaster-impacted voters with information for voters who have lost their homes. And that is the California Report for this Thursday, October 22nd. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Thank you for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, offering remote telefinance services with financial advisors and digital financial planning tools. PersonalCapital.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy harnesses the power of people and science to create innovative solutions for a healthy environment, just societies, and opportunities for human achievement, and Water Heaters Only, specializing in the repair and replacement of water heaters since 1968, licensed and insured, open 24 hours a day, every day. Learn more at waterheatersonly.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night, knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.